Welcome to the Prosperity Podcast, fresh, alternative personal finance talk for independent thinkers who prosper outside of Wall Street. Here's your host, best-selling author, Kim D.H. Butler, and no BS money guy, Todd Strobel.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Prosperity Podcast. This is No BS Money Guy, Todd Strobel. We've got my co-host, best-selling financial author, Kim Butler, with us. And we're going to be talking about the company that she originated today, which is Partners for Prosperity. And this is something that, we ordinarily stick to probably a more financial topic, but we've had customers that are clients that just want to know more about where the company came from and what it stands for. So, welcome, Kim. And Kim, if you could just kind of give us some background on Partners for Prosperity.
Absolutely. Well, I am just so grateful that the name popped into my head many years ago when it did, because first of all, I just think the word prosperity is super cool. It just means so much more than just having a lot of money, because many, many people can be prosperous in all kinds of different areas. And that's just a super cool thing. And then the idea of a partnership, I mean, it's you and me as partners on the podcast. It's me and Todd as partners for the stuff that he's doing with his own software. It's us and our clients as partners in helping them build and maintain their wealth. And it's our clients and their various connections and that they're in partnership. And it's you and me and the listeners. I mean, there's just partners that are going on all sides of the table. And so that's what it was called. I mean, it was literally those two words, Partners for Prosperity. And we played with a couple other varieties of it, but that name has stuck and I'm super grateful for it. And we exist to help people with their money. And we do that in all 50 states. We do it mostly over the phone and the web. In fact, pretty much all over the phone and the web. And that allows us to help more people because we can do it very quickly. And unlike so many financial advisors out there, we do not have minimums. We are not turning people away unless, of course, they disagree with our approach, which is totally fine. We're not here to help absolutely everybody. We're here to help the people that want our kind of help. And along the way, we branded the prosperity economics terminology, but really, Partners for Prosperity has been about storing cash conservatively, about creating good investments that cash flow, meaning provide you a monthly check, which is not an easy thing to create, and about having money grow. And grow to us means low double digits. That doesn't mean all of our investments do that, but that definition has been around as our goal for many, many years. And it's something that I feel like we've gotten very, very efficient at. And again, the goal being to help more people. That is our singular focus, is to help more people keep and grow their money and protect their money as well as have it be growing. Because so many times people are focused on the growth of money, but not the protection.
I think what strikes me most is the term partners, because when I hear that term partners, it's not delegating your responsibility. It's not giving away the responsibility of the performance of the investment funds that you have. It's fully participating and being an equal partner in watching your money accumulate and grow.
Absolutely. And that's on both sides of the table. You know, so many advisors want to have all the control and they don't really want their client to have any control. And we want our clients educated. We want them to know the ins and the outs and the positives and the negatives of the products that they are looking to buy and the strategies that they're looking to use. And then as you indicated too, it's a partnership on us and learning. One of the things that my husband's son actually likes to say is the keeper of a truth must still pursue it. And that's a direct quote from Jake Langford. And that's what we're doing. We're still pursuing the truth also, but we want our clients to pursue the truth. And it is a true partnership, very similar to yours and mine. You help me do a better job with the podcast for our listeners. And so I want to bring out your capability as well.
Wouldn't you say that, unfortunately, I think most advisors wouldn't admit this, that you're a better advisor today than you were maybe 12 months ago or 2 years ago, and you'll be a better advisor a year from now?
I hope so, because in my mind, if we're not growing, we're dying. And so I want to get better. I want to be challenged by clients. I want to be challenged by co-hosts. I want to be challenged by the advisors that trust us for education. I want to be challenged by questions. I want to continue to grow, because I just have a very, very strong belief that that is an absolute necessary part of life, is absolute continued growth.
And I think that is very different than what you'll find with most financial professionals who want to try to contain conversations to answers to questions they already know. And it's curious, in a world that we don't know what is going to be around tomorrow, that we can pretend to have that confidence. I just admire you for that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. And I really want to admire you back for the questions that you bring to this podcast, because you always help me make sure that we're making it relevant. So I have a question for you. Where do you come up with all your good questions?
Natural curiosity. Sorry. I wish I could credit it to somebody else or something else, but I am naturally curious about the world around me. And again, I've pursued that as far as I possibly can. And, again, there's a certain level of ignorance that we all live with, but we're trying constantly to overcome that. And the only thing that I try to do each day is that today I don't make the same mistakes I made yesterday, which makes me maybe a slightly version of me today, a slightly better version.
Well, it is amazing knowing your Colby profile, since we chat about that on our podcast often. This is KOLB.com. Your Colby profile is 2210. I don't remember what the implementer is. Yeah. Five. Yeah. Okay. So here you are with a 2 fact finder, which is a resistant to facts and resistant to question person. And yet your natural curiosity is overriding that. And it's something that I had to learn how to do. I did not used to be very good at asking questions. And I learned literally in the last 4 or 5 years how much more valuable it was to our clients when they're on the phone with us, when I ask questions and give them space to ask their questions. And so if you're a client, that's awesome. Thank you so much for your questions. If you're an advisor, I really encourage you to sometimes just be quiet and let the client ask the questions. Our clients are smart. They're educated. They have great ideas. They bring good suggestions and good questions. And to me, there's nothing more fun than a good Q&A.
I think one of the most relevant periods of my life is when I was forced to release the concept of right and wrong and open my mind to the concept of working and not working. And that was a significant period in my life where, I mean, there's a lot of people who make choices that are not what in my mind would have considered right versus wrong, but yet it was working for them. Did you go through that as well?
Absolutely. I think realizing, as my good friend Vince Dodona says, that all opinions are equally valid was a big shift in my growth as a human being. Because if all opinions are equally valid, then we can accept somebody making a particular statement that is their opinion. And we don't have to get caught up in right or wrong. We just have to accept that that's a valid opinion, and we don't have to fight that. And then it was Dan Sullivan that came up with the questions of what's working and what's not working in his Experience Transformer. And I agree with you. I love them. I use them for everything. If somebody's prepaying their mortgage, well, what's working about that? What's not working about that? And just like the earlier statement of all opinions are valid, they may have an opinion that that is the most efficient thing for them to do with their money. And that's a valid opinion. I can also share with them what's working about that, but better, they can share with me what's working about it. And then even better than that, they can share with me what's not working about it. And that lets us then learn. Because if they can identify what's not working about that, I might be able to help them shift their strategy to a place that is better, that is more efficient, that is more in the working category instead of the not working category.
We, as in Partners for Prosperity, recently released a product for financial advisors to help them run their practice. And I've just started coaching a few of the initial people who have bought that product, and they're intimidated. They see all of this information and they're like, how can I possibly digest that information? I'm like, well, what if you took that information and assumed it was a buffet?
Yeah.
And you just picked and chose those things that appealed to you. And anytime you wanted to, you could come back and get more. Would it change the way you saw that information? And they're like, absolutely.
Love it. And really, our clients need to do the same. So you don't want to maybe change your entire financial structure overnight. So tackle the biggest what's not working area for you. And maybe it's that you don't have an emergency opportunity fund, or maybe it's you don't have your IRA invested, or maybe it's you're doing something with your money, but you're afraid it's not the best thing with that portion of money. Tackle what you can work with. And we've for years now been big believers in baby steps. Clients need to take baby steps. Advisors need to take baby steps. We as human beings will get better results if we'll take baby steps, because we'll actually take the step. Whereas if we set ourselves up for taking too big of a step, making too many changes at once, I think we freeze our ability to move forward. And so consequently, we don't move forward, which is way worse than taking a baby step that might even be in the wrong direction. But once that step is taken, we can then see that we need to pivot or turn back or do whatever we need to do. Or we can see that that baby step is leading us in the right direction and we can do more of that same thing. It always interests me when people want to make changes with their finances. And sometimes we can do it all in a series of meetings or a particular process over the course of 3 or 4 months. But sometimes when somebody wants to make too many changes, they end up inhibiting their progress because they're just trying to do too many things at once with their money.
Kim, you have a special gift that you've made available to just our listeners. What is that one more time? We haven't mentioned it on this podcast, I don't think.
Absolutely. So this is a book called Financial Planning Has Failed. And it has a little bit of my story in it, where I came from, why I'm so focused on the things that we are focused on. And then it also has some fabulous information about the actual products that we use to get our clients the good results that we do. So whether you're looking for a better place to store your cash for your emergency opportunity fund, or whether you're looking for a better place to roll over an IRA, 401k, or that kind of thing too, the Financial Planning Has Failed book has some information about the products that we use, which are things that you buy, and also a little bit about the strategies that we recommend. Strategies are things that you do with either a new product or an existing product. It's more in your control, whereas the products that you buy are pretty much set and been around for some of them centuries, but strategies, of course, are something that you control a little bit more. So that book is called Financial Planning Has Failed. It is not available on Amazon. You can only get it by going to partners4prosperity.com/ebook. And there's a print version and an audio version there as well. And while we're on the subject of books, I just want to say something funny. You know, we use this term emergency/opportunity fund. And anytime I'm working with an author or an editor that's helping me with the book writing, of which there have been many, they want to remove the word opportunity. It's just an emergency fund. No, no, no. We feel so strongly that the opportunity aspect of building cash is so much more fun to build cash for. It's so much more inspirational. It's so much more exciting, so much more long-term. Literally, we want to be building cash for opportunities for the rest of our lives. And so I'm constantly having to adjust the writers as they write either emergency and opportunity fund. No, that's not how it is. It's emergency/opportunity fund. And it absolutely is necessary to have both words in it.
Super. So appreciate that. And before we wind up today, I want to ask, you know, where do you see Partners for Prosperity tomorrow? What is the mission? What is the end goal?
Oh, love that. So we just want to help more people, like I said, and we've got numerous meetings every single week where we're helping people, and that's what we want to keep doing forever. And we also are interested in helping more people more efficiently. So we're really working these days on some video material, additional, of course, audio and print material, but realizing that everybody learns in a different way. And some people will watch videos and some people won't. And some people will read and some people won't. And some people will listen and some people won't. So we're working hard on the video category, which I think we've been missing of late. And I'm looking forward to sharing that. We've shared a couple of videos recently with our clients. And then also maybe one of our children will be involved in the Partners for Prosperity company and let that keep going. Of course, Jill and Teresa and yourself and everybody else that's on the ancillary team is heavily involved. And since we do not believe in retirement, we intend to do it until, how do they say, the cows come home?
That's a great way to wrap up, I believe. But it is so rewarding for each of us. I think every person that is committed to the team loves to watch people not only prosper, but take responsibility for their finances. And that is what Partners for Prosperity is all about, if I can sum it up. Is that correct?
Yes, very well said. And then the more people we can help do that, the better we do, the better they do, and the better our world will be.
Super. Well, this is No BS Money Guy Todd Strobel for the Prosperity Podcast. Special thanks to Kid Butler for sharing with us today, and we'll see you all in the next podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partnersforprosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.